I'll just spend a minute showing you how it works, because it's all very well showing you this, but it does involve a change in practice. And the reason I thanked you so effusively at the start, and thank you again, is everyone who's involved in this trial, every surgical unit, every breast unit, had to get themselves organized to do things in a slightly different way. The first thing is that as soon as the patient presents with an undiagnosed breast lump that's going to need a biopsy, we ask them if they can take an extra core for research. I think that's probably fairly unusual, but it's changing. And I think it's something, frankly, that all breast units are going to have to start to do. The patient doesn't need to agree to it, but we ask, and it just becomes absolutely routine. We have a consent form for doing a biopsy anyway, and it's added into the same consent form at the bottom. Would you also agree for a further core for research? And of course, if the diagnostic biopsy is unsatisfactory, then the understanding is the research biopsy becomes an additional diagnostic biopsy. So there's something in it for the patient from that as well. So the cores are taken at diagnosis, and then once we've got the receptors worked out, if it's ER positive, then they can go in the poietic trial, so there's a separate consent to be in the trial. And then surgery, at the time of surgery, we do another core. The core is taken after the lump has been removed. We talked about it with our surgeons, so the core is actually out, it's on the table. Another core biopsy is taken from the excision specimen. When we first planned this, people said, oh, the pathologist won't like us doing this. But in blind testing, the pathologist doesn't even know whether a tumor has had a core or not, so it does not interfere with diagnosis. One other small practical point, Fiona McNeil, if you're here, Fiona, was incredibly helpful starting all this with us. And she pretty quickly said, it's not a lot of fun, the surgeon, doing this core, because they have to get degloved and degowned and then scrubbed up again. This is the kind of thing a medical oncologist wouldn't think of. But so we now have a research nurse or somebody else, not the surgeon, who's calmly and relaxedly takes the core while the surgeon's getting on. And it's not a difficult thing to train somebody to do. So that's how it happens. The only